Good morning. Please turn to Ephesians.
大家一起翻到以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
We'll be looking at the passage that you just read. Chapter 4.
第四章。
Yun Long helps me. Thank you.
第四章。
My name is Brad Evans, and this is my wife, Susan.
我是 Brad Evans, 他的 Susan 在下面。
It is a privilege to be with you today.
这是我的特权，今天要和大家在一起。
We moved to College Station in 1999.
我们家是1999年搬到 College Station.
My hair was dark and not gray.
那时候我的头发还是黑的。
But we got to know Andy and Sophia Chan.
但是我们到这里来，认识了 Andy 和 Sophia.
We got to help with the Chinese ministry and very, very thankful for what God has done.
我们从那时候开始来和 Andy 和 Sophia 一起服侍，我们非常感恩神在这个中文教会所做的工。
You being here today is an answer to prayer.
你们今天在这里实际上也是回应了我们当时的祷告。
And the topic we're going to talk about is very, very essential to all churches.
我们今天要讲的这个题目是一个非常非常重要的一个题目。
So the title is, How can we preserve unity?
我们今天的题目是我们如何来保持这个合一，保守这个合一。
As we think about unity, would you say the world is unified?
我们讲到这个合一这个词，大家可能会想到这个世界是不是合一的。
The world is not unified, is it?
但是这个世界并不是一个合一的世界。
There's so much conflict and disunity.
这个世界上充满了冲突和不合一。
We have a war going on.
我们现在
Ukraine.
正在乌克兰有战争正在进行之中。
It's very sad.
这是一个非常悲哀的事情。
We have many, many issues in our society. If I can speak as an American,
我作为一个美国人，我可以说，在我们的社会中间也有各种各样的问题。
People have such a hard time even having a different opinion these days.
这个个人有个人自己的观点，很难说到一起。
It seems like we don't listen to the other person's opinion with respect.
好像我们很少能够来听从对方听从别人的意见。
This is true in politics.
在政治上也是这样。
And as we're going to see today, as we think about unity, it comes from a very important source.
所以我们今天要讲这个题目，讲到合一，合一来源于一个非常非常重要的一个源头。
It's not from education.
这个不是来自于教育。
Not from politics.
这是不是来自于政治的东西。
Not from economics.
跟经济也没有什么关系。
Not from government.
跟政府也没有关系。
Only one place.
只来自于一个地方。
From Jesus Christ.
这是来自于主耶稣基督。
Because he is the only one that can change our hearts.
他是唯一一个能够改变我们心的。
And he is the answer to all of the disunity in the world.
他是这个世界上所有的不合一，解决世上所有不合一的解决方唯一的办法。
When we place our faith in Jesus Christ and receive forgiveness of our sins,
当我们把信仰把我们信主耶稣来接受他对我们的罪的赦免的时候，
We are adopted into the family of God.
我们被接受到神的国度，神的家里。
And we have unity that we all long for.
然后我们就有了我们一直所盼望的那个合一。
So today, we don't have to create unity.
所以我们今天我们并不需要来建立这个合一。
We already have unity.
我们已经有了这个合一。
We have to preserve it.
我们需要的是如何来保守这个合一。
Through each of us walking in the power of the Spirit.
通过我们每一个人在圣灵之中的行事为人。
Let's talk about what, let's see, we already read that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Unity is not universalism.
我们来看看合一的定义。合一并不是普遍主义，到处都存在的东西。
In spiritual things, which believe there's many paths to the top of a mountain.
在那个属灵那个角度上看，我们可以有很多的路径来一直到那个山顶上。
But Jesus said, I am the way and truth and life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
但是主耶稣说是我是道路、真理和生命，没有人不通过我能够到父那里去。
It's also not uniformity.
这个合一并不是完全的一致。
As we'll see later on in chapter 4,
我们会看到在第四章后面的部分
that God gives us unique gifts for the building up of the church.
神给我们每个人不同的恩赐来建造我们的教会。
So we're different, but that's by God's design. We need each other.
我们每个人都是不一样的，但这是神的设计，因为我们需要彼此。
So what is unity? Do you want to just read that?
所以这个合一，这个定义，合一到底是什么呢？我来读约翰福音第十七章十一节和二十二到二十三节。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。
And that's true again for the church, the body of Christ.
这个对我们教会来说就应该是这样。
Unity flows out of our relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以这个合一是从我们和耶稣基督的关系之中流出来。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他是和平之子。
And through Jesus, we are unified.
通过在耶稣里面，我们合一，我们成为合一。
It doesn't matter what country we come from.
不在乎你是从哪个国家来的。
It doesn't matter if we're male or female.
不在乎你是男的还是女的。
It doesn't matter except that if we believe in Jesus, we have unity.
不在乎任何，只要是我们都信耶稣。
In chapter 2 in Ephesians, we saw this.
在以弗所第二章，我们看到了这一点。
We're dead in our trespasses and sins without God.
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯之中。
Through faith in Christ, He brought us near.
但是因着我们的信，神把我们带到这里来。
He unified Jews and Gentiles together.
他让犹太人和外邦人合一。
To become the house of God.
成为神的家。
And this is beautiful. It's precious.
这是何等的美丽，这是何等的宝贝。
So we must work very hard to preserve the unity we have.
所以我们需要努力去保守我们已经所拥有的这个合一。
Let's look at some examples.
让我们来看看合一的一些例子。
The first is the Trinity, which actually comes from tri-unity.
第一个是我们讲的三一神这个概念是 Trinity 就是三个合一 Trinity.
We sang a song, Glorify Thy Name. It's about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚唱的这首诗歌是天父、耶稣和圣灵这个就是三一神。
Three, but one.
他们是三个，但是他们是合一的一个神。
And we see in this passage that we're to go and make disciples of all nations, but we're to baptize them in the name of the triunity, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们看这个马太福音二十八章的大使命说，你们要去，让万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。父、子、圣灵，这是三一神。
the nation of Israel was commanded to observe this unity.
以色列国啊，神命令他们来保守这个合一。
The great Shema, which just means listen to what's very important.
这个大的 Shema 就是以色列人早上晨祷的 Shema 的意思，就是听听。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one.
这以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主啊，这个就是 Shema。
Another example is marriage.
另外一个例子就是婚姻。
When we enter the covenant of marriage, two become one.
当我们进入这个婚约里头的时候，两个变成一个。
We're still sinful people.
我们仍然是罪人。
I know my wife sins. No, I sin more.
但是我知道我太太有时候也会犯错，那其实是我犯错的时候更多一点。
So we're two sinful people trying to work together to live out the oneness that we have.
所以我们是两个罪人在一起，想要活出一个合一的生活。
And in the same way as a church, no church is perfect.
同样对一个教会来说，没有任何教会是个完美的教会。
Because it's made up of sinful people.
因为教会是由罪人所组成的。
You could turn to the person next to you and say, you're a sinner.
你可以转过头来跟旁边的人说你是个罪人。
And so am I.
我也是一样，我也是个罪人。
But that's the beauty of God maturing us to be more like Christ.
那但是这个就是神让我们成熟，让我们成熟像他一样啊，这是多么的美丽。
So through the power of the Spirit, we get to work together as sinful people to build up the church.
所以啊，我们能够借着圣灵的能力，让我们这些罪人能够在一起合一，来建造神的教会。
Another example is the church. And I think for the sake of time, we won't read this, but it just talks about how we have become unified together through Christ.
这是另外一个例子，就是教会啊，这个刚才这个经文前面已经提到了，就是我们啊是变成一家人啊，这个教会的合一。
So through Christ, we're unified.
所以因着耶稣，我们变成一，变成合一。
But we must talk about some bad news.
但是我们也有一些坏消息给大家。
There are unity busters. The first one is Satan.
有破坏合一的，首先是撒旦。
We're in a spiritual warfare.
我们在一个属灵征战之中。
And he does not want us to succeed as his church.
撒旦不让
Christ Church, I mean, as Christ Church.
撒旦不让基督的教会能够在这个属灵征战中得胜。
He doesn't want our marriages to succeed.
他不让我们的婚姻能够得胜。
And we also have our flesh that Satan can use.
另外有破坏合一的是我们的肉体撒旦可以会来利用。
Even though we're a new person in Christ, we still have our flesh.
因为虽然我们在耶稣里，我们成为一个新造的人，但是我们仍然有我们的肉体。
And because unity glorifies God, Satan wants to do everything he can to tear it down.
因为合一是荣耀神的事情，所以撒旦会想尽一切办法来破坏这个合一。
He puts a bullseye on our marriages and attacks us.
他把这个目标放在我们这个婚姻，比如说。
And sometimes I've seen this with people I know very well. They end up divorced. It's very sad.
因为这样，有时候会看到非常好的婚姻，最后走向离婚就是撒旦的破坏。
In a church setting, not since I came to Grace Bible Church, but in my earlier years, I've been a part of two churches that split.
这个还是我到 GBC 之前的事情，在我以前去教会的时候，我经历过两个教会最后走向分裂。
It was awful, so painful.
这是一个非常痛苦非常非常不好的一个事情。
So a divorce or when there's disunity in the church, it's just ripping apart something that God has said is precious.
不管是婚姻的破裂还是教会的破裂，这个就是让神所想要的，让我们保持那个合一得到了一个破坏。
Now to our passage today in Ephesians 4:1. Would you just read that again?
让我们再来看一下我们今天的经文，先看以弗所书第4章的第1节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So Paul says, I therefore, he's looking back at the first three chapters.
保罗说，所以。 其实个所以就是指的是他在回头看前面那个三章以弗所书，where
we learned about who we are in Christ.
前面三章讲的是我们在基督里我们是谁，回答这个问题。The
emphasis is on doctrine, so we can understand who we are.
前面三章讲的是教义，来帮助我们理解我们是谁。Now
in chapters 4 through 6, the emphasis is on how we're to practice.
而第4章到第6章后面那个3章呢，重点是讲我们怎样来行出来，讲我们的行为。We
see this in the word walk. It's how we should live, how we should conduct ourselves.
这个里面就英文字这个 walk 啊，中文翻成行事为人，就是我们怎么样来行出来。Paul
says, "I entreat you."
保罗说，我劝你们。这个劝其实这个语气是非常非常强烈的。
He's encouraging us, he's challenging us with an imperative, very strong.
他用的是非常的语气，他在鼓励我们，同时他也在挑战我们。Wants
us to live out who we are.
让我们能够活出来，活出我们应该有的样子。He
uses the word worthy.
他用了这个词叫配得，中文翻成相称，我们行事为人。
So worthy means equal to our very, very high calling that we have in Christ.
这个相称就是说我们要和神对我们的呼召，我们要达到这个目标，跟他对等起来。Now
as we look in verses 2 through 3, we're going to see some unity builders.
然后我们看第2节到 第3节我们看到一些能够来构成合一的这些元素。Would
you read 2 and 3?
Okay, 第2节第3节说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，又和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。The
first is humility.
首先第一个是谦虚、谦卑。
I wish the word all was not there.
我希望这个字所有的没有在里面。
Not a little bit of humility, but all unity.
他要我们不是
all humility.
要我们不是说有一点点谦卑，而是完完全全的谦卑。The
opposite of humility is pride.
谦卑的另外一面，反面是骄傲。
And my flesh can be very selfish.
我自己的肉体会是非常自私的,
prideful.
非常骄傲,充满了骄傲。
Do you have young children? Some of you have young children.
你们有,
yeah?
年纪小的孩子吗? 你们中间?
So when children are very young, do we have to teach them to be prideful?
当他们孩子很小的时候，我们是不是要教他们骄傲呢？
Do we have to teach them to say my toy?
我们需要不需要教他们说，哎，这是我的，这是我的玩具。
My food.
这是我的食物。It
comes naturally, doesn't it?
这个不用教，他们自然就会学会。And
unfortunately, even as adults, we can be saying, me, it's about me.
可悲的是，我们虽然是成人，我们也常常说我，这是我的。Instead
of following Jesus' example, where he died on the cross for our sins.
而不是去来学耶稣的样子，他的谦
And in Philippians 2, we see the example that Paul gives us that Christ modeled.
在腓立比书第二章, 保罗给了我们耶稣谦卑的样子,耶稣谦卑的榜样。
To consider others is more important than myself.
让我们看别人比自己强。
I'm to consider my wife as more important than me.
我自己觉得我太太比我更重要。
I'm to consider you as more important than me.
我要认为你们比我自己更重要,你们比我更强。
Because God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
因为神反对骄傲的人,赐福给谦卑的人。
And like Jesus, he washed the disciples' feet. We must serve each other with humility.
就像耶稣为他的门徒洗脚一样,我们必须以谦卑来服侍其他人。
And of all these qualities we see here, I think humility may be the most important.
这些重要的元素之中,我自己觉得谦卑是最重要的。He says
with all humility and gentleness.
然后英文说,凡事谦卑,还要有温柔。
An example of this word gentle is of course.
这个温柔这个词有一个例子,就是我们对待马的时候。
A horse is broken, so the rider can give it direction.
这个马。 中间的一个,
so we need him.
所以我们需要这个忍耐。
Next is putting up with one another.
然后下面一个是互相宽容。
I like this translation.
我的太太就是这个翻译。
Because sometimes we just need to put up with one another, right?
有时候我们必须要容忍对方。
And we need to value them for who they are in Christ.
我们要看出他们在主耶稣里面的这个价值。
So we believe the best in one another instead of believing the worst.
所以我们要相信彼此之间最好的,而不是看到那个不好的。这个就是宽容。
The opposite is lashing out with anger.
而那个宽容的对面就是发火,就是彼此发怒。
Blaming.
来指责。
Not willing to forgive.
不愿意来饶恕。
And show this in love.
然后这个互相宽容要用爱心,在爱心里来互相宽容。
It's the word agape, which is God's divine love.
这个爱就是 agape love, 就是神,从神那里来的爱,神的爱。
The opposite is selfishness.
而这个爱的对面是自私。
Through the Holy Spirit, I can demonstrate God's love to others.
通过圣灵的工作,我可以向别人来展示神的爱。
Last is working hard to preserve unity.
最后一项是, 努力来保守这个合一。
We're to make every effort.
我们要尽我们个人所能。
Because if we're just passive, the natural progression is all these things we don't want to be.
如果我们只是被动的话呢，那所有的事情最后就会自然的来终结于它本来应该终结的样子。
I need to be intentional every day in God's word.
但是我们每一天我们要努力在神的话语里面。
And every moment of it, every day, asking God to fill me and empower me with the Spirit.
而在每一天每一刻都要用神的圣灵来给我们力量。
Because my natural progression is to be passive.
因为我人的本性是会是被动，而不是去努力去做。
It's just too much work.
人觉得啊，这个太辛苦了，有那么多事情要做。
But we're called to preserve, to work hard for the unity.
但是神呼召我们要尽力去做，尽力来保守神赐给我们的合一，神赐给我们教会的。
We're to be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这个以弗所书第四章第三节是竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，在和平里。
How do we do this? I think there's a great quote from St. Augustine.
我们怎么去做呢？我想圣奥古斯丁有一句非常出名的一句话，非常好的一句话。
In essentials, unity; in non-essentials, liberty; in all things, charity.
他说，在最重要的事情上一定要合一，在那些不是很重要的事情上可以有自由，在所有的事情上要有爱。
So we must ask the question: What are the essentials?
所以我们必须要问我们自己，哪些是最重要的、必须的事情。
Many disagree on this.
也许。我们有不同的看法。
And that's why, as your sister church, Grace Bible Church, we have a constitution, right?
这就是因为我们可能有不同的看法。那作为你们的这个作为你们有关系的教会，我们的 GBC, 我们有一个教会的 constitution.
And in the constitution, there's a doctrinal statement.
在这个里面我们有一些这个 信仰的一些教义的定义。
So we must be unified in the things we believe about the gospel, for example.
所以我们在教义上有这个确认我们必须要相信这个福音。
And this is why membership is so important.
所以呢这个我们这个会员制其实也是非常非常的重要，因为我们要有同样的这个教义。
So through membership, we can join and be unified with other believers towards the same purpose.
所以有了这个会员那个制度之后，我们不同的信徒，我们有同样的信条，我们相信的是同样的东西。
Another example is in Psalm 133.
另外一个例子是在诗篇第133篇。
We think this is referring to Abraham and Lot. Their herdsmen were fighting over where they could graze their cattle and sheep.
我们一般认为就是当时这个是来自于亚伯拉罕和罗德，他们的牧人彼此之间在相争，就在哪个地方可以来牧养吃草。
And Abraham was the senior one to be respected, but he let Lot choose.
亚伯拉罕他是长者，他是叔叔，但是他让路德去选择他要去哪里去去那个牧他的羊群。
And as a result, there was unity, and that's where this verse comes from. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell, to live together in unity.
就是因为亚伯拉罕的善意，让路德先选。才有了这句圣经说，看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
So as we work together to experience unity, God says, this is glorifying me.
所以当我们在一起和睦合一的时候，神会说这是何等的好，何等的美，荣耀了我的名。
And so the last section, we have Ephesians 4:4-6. Would you read that again, please?
我们今天的经文的最后一部分是以弗所书第四章的四节到第六节说，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信，一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
So as we consider unity, we see in this passage, the word one is mentioned 7 times.
所以我们今天在讲合一，这个一字在这两节经文里头出现了7次。
One is an integer.
一是一个整数。
And you've heard the word integrity, it comes from integer.
这个正值这个字，这个字来源就是整数的意思。
Our walk and our talk are one.
所以我们所说的跟我们所做的应该是一样的。
Jesus wants us to experience that. Our walk and our talk are one in the church.
主耶稣想让我们经历这一点，就是我们所说的，我们所做的是一致的，在教会。
This is the hope of our calling.
这是我们受呼召的一个希望。
So when the church is unified,It brings glory to Jesus Christ.
所以当这个教会是合一的，那神因此得到荣耀。
It brings incredible fulfillment to us.
同时我们自己也有非常非常好的成就感。
And it's a great witness to the world.
这是对世界一个美好的见证。
And the world looks and says, What is different about you?
这个世界会说，哇。这些人有什么不一样?
Jesus said this to his disciples about after he washed their feet, they will know that you're Christians by your love for one another.
主耶稣在给他的门徒洗脚之后说了这句话，他们就会因为你们彼此相爱，他们会知道你们是我的门徒。
It's the same in our marriages.
我们婚姻里头也是这样。
In other relationships, as we work together in unity, God is glorified.
就像我们在婚姻里头和我们其他人的关系里面，当我们能够展示这个合一的时候，神的名得到荣耀。
And the people notice and they want to know why.
世上的人能够看到，他们也会想，为什么你们能够做到？
And we get to share the gospel, the good news.
这就给我们的机会，让我们把福音给分享给世上的人。
So the big idea today, by my thoughts, words, and deeds, I can either be used by Satan to cause disunity, or be used by God to preserve the unity of the Spirit. The choice is mine.
所以今天的中心思想是，我们的思想、我们的话语和我们的行为。或者可以被撒旦来利用来造成不合一也不合一但是也可以为神所用来保守圣灵所赐的合一这个选择是在我们手中我们可以选择合一我们可以选择不合一
As we consider this, it's an opportunity for us to ask God to search our hearts.
当我们在这个时候思想这个问题的时候，我们可以来请神来检查我们的心。
Is there anyone I need to forgive? Is there anyone that you need to forgive?
有没有人我需要去饶恕你需要去饶恕。
Is there anyone we may be holding something against someone?
有没有人我心里有些事情我一直过不去
For those of us who are married, is there anything that we need to ask forgiveness for?
在我们比如说我们在婚姻里头我们也常常要问自己有没有什么事情我们需要接受对方的饶恕
on the drive here, I asked Susan, my wife, is there anything that I have done that I need your forgiveness?
我今天早上开车到这里来的时候，我问我太太 Susan 说，有没有什么事情我以前做的，我需要你来饶恕我。And
she said, "Let me show you my list."
然后他的回答说，我来给你看看这个单子很长很长的。But
those moments are very important in marriage, and they're important in the church.
所以这样的时刻对我们的婚姻非常重要，同样。
Parents, if you're brave, you can ask your children, is there anything I can do better as your father or mother?
所以你们做父母的，如果你足够的勇敢，你可以问一下你们的孩子，有没有什么事情我们做父母的能够做得更好？We
can ask our employers, is there anything I could change to be a better employee?
你也可以问你的老板说，有什么事情我可以做得更好，让我自己能够成为一个更好的雇主。And
to have the courage to ask others in the body of Christ, is there anything I need to work on that's maybe causing disunity? Because I don't want that. I want to create unity in the church.
然后我们还需要有这个勇气来问教会的肢体，其他的弟兄姐妹，我有没有做什么事情来。
So that we're open and honest with God, and we're open and honest with one another.
所以我们要坦诚，要诚实，对神是这样，对我们彼此之间、弟兄姐妹之间也应该这样。
Another thing that's very important is that we pray for and submit to the leaders of our church.
另外一件我们需要做的是，我们为领袖来祷告，顺服他们。
They need your prayers.
因为他们非常非常需要你的祷告。
And ask God to help us to not only submit, but submit with joy in our hearts.
让神来帮助我们，让我们不仅仅是顺服，而是带着喜乐的顺服。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this morning. We ask that just in the stillness now, as we bow before you, that you would search our hearts. If there is anything, any sin, any issues that maybe we've been blind to, we want to confess that to you. If there's anyone that you bring to our mind, give us the courage to go to them and ask forgiveness. We're not perfect. We thank you that you're still in the business of conforming us to Jesus. But I just really thank you for this church, and I thank you for how precious this church is and how much you desire for us to work hard, to be diligent, to preserve the unity. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.